Hello, and welcome to the Varonida podcast. I'm your host, Tibbs, and together we're going to dive into the world of digital marketing, advertising, privacy, and how all of this ties to the blockchain. On this episode, I interview Angie, our founder and CEO. Together, we're going to dive into his background and talk about the blockchain and what it brings in the advertising industry, the potentials for it, and the reason why it's needed in today's age. Before we get started, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at @Varonida_VAD or find us online at varonida.com. Today, I'm joined by our co-founder, Angie, who is going to introduce our project a little bit. Hi, Angie.
Hello, Tibbs.
Hey. All right, so we've got a lot to talk about today, so let's get going. First of all, can you start by telling me a bit about yourself and your background?
Yes, of course. So, Angie, I'm 32 years old. I've been in the marketing industry for the past 10 years because I co-founded a company called Doze, doze.com. Mm-hmm. And with Doze, we built the first marketing software that help brands and companies to source marketing experts. So I've been, experienced different type of marketing campaigns, be that social media, organic campaigns, content, and so on. Before that, I was a student here in Lyon, mm-hmm. Where I live now, at a business school and engineering school in master degree. A little bit more about me personally, maybe. So I'm a big fan of space travel especially. So looking to travel in space, maybe with Elon Musk at some point on Mars. And other than that, yes, big fan of anything related to blockchain and crypto in general.
Great. And so as someone who's been managing a company in the digital marketing space, can you tell me about like the friction and the problems that you see in this space, and especially over the past couple of years?
Yeah, so I think there are different type of issues that we are all facing as users of the internet. First and foremost, maybe the privacy of our data that are being used and that are being used by the big guys that we call GAFA, so Google, Apple, Facebook, even Amazon, to make their revenue. So that's why if you look today at the most powerful and the richest companies in the world, they are the ones that have more the more data about people. And I think this is a key issue for users, internet users, because they don't know who is owning really the data and what they are doing with it. Other things in the advertising space, marketing space, I think it's a lack of creativity. And it's been 20 years that the main advertising model has been banners and just trying to get more clicks, trying to get more views. And then you have your most favorite website that has no choice to get all these annoying banners and pop-up. Mm-hmm. On also another topic, I think it's the how the value is shared between the three different actors, so advertisers, publishers, and users. Mm-hmm. We are seeing a not very fair value being shared among these three actors. Mm-hmm. The main reason is because the network that is in the center, so name it Google or Facebook, let's say, are taking like more than 50-60% of the value. So when advertisers is putting $100 on a marketing budget, then the publisher or the user are getting nothing, right? So you and me are not making a penny today. And the publisher, sometimes they get less than 30% of the advertising budget, which I think is not how it should work. So yeah, there are many, many issues. And I think it just because it's very, very big industry, like $320 billion per year in the advertising space, for the digital advertising space. So definitely there are many issues.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's huge, just the budget itself, and that's only digital. Obviously, there is still some print out there and some other mediums, but it's a crazy amount of money.
Yeah, everything is going to digital anyway. Like TV is now connected, so it's even like advertising in TVs are digital, and even in the streets where you see like advertising in the streets, they are also digital because people are trying to connect it with a different thing.
So you talked about data and privacy, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more, considering this project, obviously, but also in light with the recent scandals that we've seen with, you know, like this week, it's been all about Facebook and Cambridge Analytica.
I think most people are like acting like they're surprised about it. They're saying, mm-hmm. It's a scandal that Facebook has been using my data and has been sharing it with applications and with companies mm-hmm. who might not be Facebook itself and who have different vision. But at the end of the day, when we use a service and we accept the terms and conditions, we should not be surprised what they do with our data, with our browsing history. So Facebook or Google or Apple or every other companies that are allowing you to access their service are using our data. Mm-hmm. So obviously now it's related to politics, and maybe the election in the US will have been different. But at the end of the day, everything in our society is related to internet. Yeah. And we should be more careful of how we let those services use our data. Just it's simple as that. So if we don't want the companies like Facebook and others to use our data, then we should be more careful first mm-hmm. and try to change the way we use internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, the internet is not going anywhere. It's obviously here to stay. And so it makes sense. Like there's still, I think I see it every day when I talk to people outside of the industry and they don't realize what's going on. And, you know, it's because they're busy with their lives and stuff. They don't have the knowledge of the industry that we do for people working here.
Totally.
And so now that we've talked about the problems, obviously, I'd like to ask where you think that we'll find solutions. Like, how do we fix those issues? I know you've mentioned being a little bit more aware of what's happening, but do you have any other tips and solutions?
Yeah, I think, you know it, we are working on something pretty cool. and I think that the recent blockchain technology and blockchain development is definitely one of the solutions. It's not the solution, there will be several. So we are seeing that even states, countries are taking the issue very they're trying to tackle the issue with their own rules and their own laws. Mm-hmm. But obviously public institution cannot solve everything. So yeah, we are seeing that Europe will launch general data protection regulation, so GDPR. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's in May, end of May. So this is one of the solutions, is that we have more protection from the countries for individuals. Mm-hmm. But also, I think technology itself can definitely solve most of the issue. The reason why we're seeing those data abuse is because the only currency on the internet today is advertising. And to have powerful advertising and to have efficient advertising, the best way we have tried in the past years, or we have found in the past years, is to use the personal data to have better targeting and to be able to really go into what the users want to see, or at least what they want to buy next. Mm-hmm. Maybe we have to find a new way to make the internet work. Maybe it's not based on advertising itself, or at least it make on another type of advertising. Mm-hmm. I think blockchain, especially because blockchain is bringing more transparency, obviously, but mm-hmm. also it's a way to better share the value that is being built mm-hmm. Or being invested. So when a budget comes in an advertising budget, maybe with a blockchain, it cannot be like 60% for Google and 40% for the publisher and 0% for the users. Mm-hmm. Maybe there is a way to find a better share of this value. Mm-hmm. And maybe the network itself should take way less revenue. Because at the end of the day, they are not the one building the value and not bringing the content that we see. They are just the one providing it. So mm-hmm. I really believe that blockchain technology can help us solve some of the issues I have mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, the publishers are at the mercy of Facebook and Google. And like, if any of these big two decide to change the algorithm suddenly, then everyone is screwed and there's nothing that you can do about it.
I was saying, like, we've seen it with Apple, and whenever they change the rules, you have so many applications and companies that are just being almost killed mm-hmm. because of that. So it's the rules, right? Twitter, when they change their API, many services were almost dying also. So it's the rules. When a country changes its rules, it impacts also the citizens of this country. And when those big monopoles are changing the rules, then the people, the actors of these mm-hmm. systems, these ecosystems, are at the mercy of them. So,
mm-hmm. yeah, and so. Obviously, you've talked about the data and the privacy and how there needs to be a better model for advertising. And that takes us to Varanida. Can you tell me a little bit more at this
point? Yeah, so it's a very exciting project. Mm-hmm. It's obviously it's a new adventure for me. And I've been lucky enough to find a great team that you are part of, and many other people that are helping us, advisors, of course, microfounders. So Varanida, the aim of Varanida is to say, okay, look, we are all understanding that our data have a price, right? Mm-hmm. And that the value of our that is being created out of our data is not being shared equally by the network that are using it. Mm-hmm. So Varanida, the idea is to help users to take back the control of their data and how they share it and with whom they are sharing it. Mm-hmm. So it comes with the first product that we are releasing is an ad blocker or ad enabler, because depending on how you see it. Mm-hmm. You install this extension on your browser, internet browser, and then you can start blocking advertising. So this is not a revolution, because it already exists. What's mm-hmm. important to notice is that the ad blocking system that you are using today are being paid by Google or by all other kind of advertising companies to be whitelisted. Mm-hmm. So if you have a look at AdBlock Plus, for example, mm-hmm. They are making several dozens of millions every year mm-hmm. because they are whitelisting advertising companies, and they're also reselling some of our data. So with Varanida, it's an ad blocker where the whitelist is on the blockchain and where everybody, the public, can see exactly who is allowed to display advertising. Mm-hmm. And at a personal level, I can select what type of ads I want to see or what brands I want to see in my browsing on the internet. But most importantly, is any time that I'm being confronted to an ad, every time I'm seeing an ad, mm-hmm. Then I'm being rewarded for that. And same thing, if I want to share my data and I'm the only one to have access to my data, I can do it in an encrypted way. So mm-hmm. I'm the only one to own my data, and I can say, okay, I want to share my data with this type of advertisers, and I'll be rewarded for that. So we are creating a token, obviously called the VAD, for verified ad. And this token is like a currency somehow, because you can earn it and then you can use it. Mm-hmm. In the long run, we want Varanida to be able to recreate an ecosystem that is fair and transparent, where those tokens, the Varanida tokens, are being used, for example, for you to access a new website. Let's say you want to pay for your favorite podcast. because there's a guy producing the podcast is not being rewarded fairly, so you want to give him some tokens, or you want to buy something on an e-commerce website, and then you can use your token for that. So really the idea is to recreate an ecosystem, but as I said, the first step is this extension that we will be releasing very soon.
Okay, and yeah, so it's essentially, it works out fairly for everyone, because through the blockchain, on the user side, you would get rewarded and your data would be anonymous, right? Like, there would be a profile that you alone would be willing to share some things about, but it wouldn't be related to your real identity necessarily.
Exactly. So the idea with the blockchain is that you have anonymous identification. Mm-hmm. So you cannot be targeted for your personal self in the real life, kind of, but your identity online, and you are protected because you can say, okay, I don't want to share anything and I want to be totally anonymous, and I want to access content, I want to access the internet, I want to access services, right? Or I want to share part of it, or I want to share everything. But in any case, the targeting here is much more based on what you decide to share first, and also on your interest. Right now, we are being targeted by advertisers for our shopping behaviors rather than for our real interest. And that's a perfect example. I'm pretty sure you've bought something for your girlfriend or your parents that you personally don't like, but 2 weeks after you just bought this rings or this wine or whatever it is, right? You see an advertising for the same product or for the same kind of product, because the advertising today is a bit stupid and it's saying, okay, you bought that, so you might want to buy that. And it's not, it's not the way we work, right? When you go in a shop and you buy many things for your apartment, maybe you buy it once and you never buy it in the next year. but your interest for sports or for internet stuff or for like gaming or whatever, those interests stay with you all your life. So you, as a user, you are bored by advertising that are not related to your interest and are not bringing value. So this is what we believe is a better advertising, and not even an advertising, it's better internet usage model.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, like, the idea of using those tokens to reward creators or your favorite publications is really strong too. I know there's a couple of websites that I read where I really like the content that they do, and if I have a way to share that value with them and reward them, then, you know, it's a win-win situation where I get more of the content that I enjoy and they are able to continue doing what they do.
Yes, that's very, very important, because we are seeing many of our the publication magazines that we like, and this is what happened with print as well. They are either dying if they want to stick to their value, or either they are starting to do crap, right? They are starting to publish more and more bad content, like publishing a lot of volume, because the idea that have been pushed by advertisers and by networks, mostly by networks rather than advertisers themselves, is that you guys as a publishers need to do a lot of volume and need to have a lot of ad space. So they are writing a lot, they are doing a lot of videos, but at the end of the day, they are not getting rewarded for the quality of their content, but for the volume they are publishing.
Yeah.
And so that's not good, because then you have all this crappy website and this like lot of fake, and it impacts not only the publishers themselves, because they are not doing what they love to do, like a lot of research or like trying to bring creativity. Mm-hmm. It impacts also the users because before getting to one content that you really love, you might see five other content that are total shit, sorry to say. And also it's not good for advertisers who are paying for ad space, which is not engaging, mm-hmm. first. And also it creates all type of fraud, right? Because you can create fake websites that, and I'm not even talking about fake clicks and fake views that are emulated through bots. Mm-hmm. So this run toward the volume, mm-hmm. is not good. I think we should all try to come back to quality. Mm-hmm. And quality can be done and can be achieved if the value is better shared between all the actors that are actually having this value. Advertisers have the advertising budget. Publisher, they are creating the content. Users are sharing their data. Mm-hmm. If you think of it, there is only the network in the middle that is not bringing enough. Of course, Google would say, yeah, I'm creating this great search engine. Okay, but that was 20 years ago. And their search engine has not changed that much, right? Mm-hmm. And so yeah. Today you have a lot of other search engines, let's say like Quant or DuckDuckGo, that are way better in terms of privacy and mm-hmm. in terms of results. Same thing for Facebook. They're okay, it's a social network, it's great, but I don't think it deserves all the data that they are taking out of us. So. Mm-hmm. Totally agree. It's a big issue. So hopefully we can try with Varanida to solve part of it and to improve the industry.
Yeah. And one last thing that you mentioned earlier was the fraud. And based on the $320 billion or however big the advertising industry is for the global economy, there's also a lot of fraud out there, right?
Yes. So the fraud is estimated to be 15%, so about 30 something billion dollar mm-hmm. per year that is spent by advertisers in fake views and fake clicks and fake websites and fake content or fake whatever. So
yeah,
this is huge, right? 30 yeah. billion is already bigger than some industry by themselves. So yeah.
Even some countries' economies.
Yes. Definitely. So it's a real risk for advertisers. And actually, we are seeing many advertisers that are trying to go out of advertising network or trying to go directly with publishers and trying to find new models because there are so many intermediaries. Mm-hmm. I won't say Google or Facebook or whoever legitimate networks are incentivizing fraud, right? Mm-hmm. It's not true. But there are so many intermediaries that are reselling inventory
yeah.
of traffic that at the end of the day, fraud is by nature is added to the network. And you will see from the publisher that is creating the content and the advertiser that is putting his budget, whenever the advertisers go to first a platform, this platform will resell to another publisher network that will actually go with the publisher itself. And, mm-hmm. and at each level of this, they are taking a commission and maybe they have different way of tracking the traffic, tracking the yeah. clicks. And so at the end of the day, you find out that this publisher website have 100 visitors per day, but the advertiser is paying for 1,000 visitors a day. So this is how it's a simplified way of explaining why the fraud mm-hmm. is part of this current advertising model. And again, to come back to blockchain,
yeah.
by having direct transactions, by having a network that is pure in some way, mm-hmm. because everybody knows where the budget goes, where the data goes, etc. We can know better what's happening, and we can try to avoid fraud or at least reduce in a very important way reduce the fraud rate.
Yeah, it's a good way to get rid of the middleman who just transfer money essentially and take a cut.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. When they're not bringing value, it's definitely not good to have them.
All right. Well, I think that gives a good idea of of things for us. So we've been through advertising as an industry and the different problems, and then all the way down to what we're working on. Is there anything that you'd like to mention before we leave it at that?
No, I think if just like a word, if someone is still watching after this few minutes of me talking, and I hope it was not boring, but yeah, if you're watching that, I hope you can join Varanida in some way. So join the community. We are looking for great people to join our team. So feel free to reach out to us. We are everywhere, right, on all social media and stuff. So yeah, that's my word. Feel free to join. It's a community effort.
Yeah, listen to the boss and join the community. All right, thanks a lot, Angie.
Thanks to you, Tibbs. Have a good day.
If you're listening to this as a podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or Google Play, make sure to subscribe and feel free to leave us a review. Otherwise, catch us on Anchor under the username Varanida or anchor.fm/Varanida. On Anchor, you can interact with us and share your questions and thoughts. And every few weeks, we'll take your questions and respond in a Q&A. Make sure to follow us on Twitter @Varanida_VAD or find us online at Varanida.com.